Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Well, it's time now for a special Washington, D.C. edition of the Here and Now DJ Sessions.
There goes the last DJ.
Rob Bamberger is the longtime host of Hot Jazz Saturday Night on WAMU in Washington, D.C. And when I say longtime, we're talking 35 years. He joins us now. Rob, welcome to Here and Now. Thank you so much for being with us.
Well, it's a great pleasure to be here with you. Thank you, Jeremy.
And you have long offered listeners of WAMU the reprieve from all of the news and information that they get to hear all day long with a little jazz. And let's get to some of that right now. And we're focusing today on vintage jazz and swing from the 1920s through the 50s and 60s. And you first wanted us to hear a 1926 recording of the jazz pianist Jelly Roll Morton and his Red Hot Peppers. This is Black Bottom Stomp. And Jelly Roll Morton, we should say, has a D.C. connection.
That's right. He lived here in Washington, D.C. in the mid and late 1930s at the time that he made a series of wonderful oral history recordings with Alan Lomax at the Library of Congress. But he also had a little club that changed its name about two or three times. And the building happens to be located next to a very famous D.C. landmark, and that's Ben's Chili Bowl.
Ben's Chili Bowl. Yes, a very famous landmark. And tell us about Black Bottom Stomp.
Morton's a figure who has been rather easily marginalized in some of the broader tellings of the history of jazz. This is in part because Morton alienated the generation of musicians that came after him with his boasts. But in the Black Bottom Stomp, a recording, incidentally, that was added to the Library of Congress National Sound Registry, that record sums up in 3 minutes the essence of New Orleans jazz and what differentiates it from Dixieland, Dixieland being a music that relies on a string of soloists sandwiched in between an opening and a closing ensemble. But New Orleans music is a music that relies on the ensemble, the front line of the trumpet, clarinet, and trombone, all having different but complementary functions that allow all three instruments to play simultaneously without creating a musical hash. Morton was really one of the first jazz musicians to have a true aesthetic about how the ensemble and the soloists should be brought into balance, and the Black Bottom Stomp is as perfect a statement of that New Orleans tradition as just about any example one could offer.
Well, let's get to another song from the 20s. This is a 1928 recording of Jimmy Johnson and his orchestra. This is called Chicago Blues. They really were happy back in the 20s, weren't they?
They were indeed. One of the greatest musical mentorships was the friendship between Harlem pianist James P. Johnson and his very apt pupil, Thomas Fats Waller. And on this record, about a minute and a half into it, Johnson's and Waller's pianos come welling out from the ensemble like a brook that has been set on high effervescence. And the 30 seconds that follows, I think, are among the most joyful ever committed to record. I love it musically, but also because it seems to be an extraordinary expression of what lay between these two musicians, mentor and pupil, just a shared, unmitigated joy in music.
You know, that was the best simile I have heard in so long, like a brook that has been set on high effervescence. Well done, sir.
Thank you.
Let's get to another one of your picks. This is Artie Shaw and his orchestra featuring Tony Pastor on vocals. This is Prashai from 1939.
Prashai, goodbye. Prashai, let's kiss and say farewell. Prashai. Goodbye, Prashai, I leave my heart. Prashai, goodbye, Prashai, oh, play it, Arthur, play it. Prashai, goodbye, Prashai, I leave my heart.
Rob, what is it that you love about this one?
If someone were to ask me to choose the top three examples of what the swing era was all about, that performance is one that I would pick, which is from a 1939 broadcast. Artie at the time was furnishing music on a radio program hosted by the comedian, actually he was really more of a monologist, Robert Benchley, and that air check is among the most exciting examples of a swing band in full abandon.
Well, we have time for one more of your selections. This is from Kid Howard's Olympia Band. This is a 1962 recording of Don't Give Up the Ship. And I have to say, Rob, even something from the 60s like this sounds quite different from the kind of jazz that we would hear today.
Your observation, Jeremy, really gets at the heart of what's going on there. What you're hearing there is a recording that was part of a wave of recordings made in New Orleans, mostly by collectors and people interested in documenting the early history of music and turn-of-the-century New Orleans, who went scouring about and gathering together musicians who, by and large, never left the city, but were furnishing music back in the 1900s and the 1910s. And the producers of recordings like these were sort of chasing after the lost chord. There were no indigenous recording studios in New Orleans. We really have no idea what the music sounded like at the turn of the century. So these sessions were made in the hope that we were having some glimpse into that past music. But the wonderful, almost delicious thing about that track is Don't Give Up the Ship was a pop tune written in Hollywood by Al Dubin and Harry Warren, who wrote songs for a ton of Warner Brothers musicals. And Don't Give Up the Ship came out of a 1935 movie called Shipmates Forever, and it would seem like it was from another planet so far as New Orleans jazz is concerned, but it was a tune that Kid Howard was playing back in the mid-30s, so the lost chord, it isn't, but what an infectious New Orleans turn on a Hollywood movie musical pop tune. You just can't find anything like that performance of Don't Give Up the Ship.
Rob Bamberger, the longtime host of Hot Jazz Saturday Night on WAMU here in Washington, D.C. Rob, thank you so much for speaking with us.
Been a great pleasure. Hope you'll have me back.
Hope you'll have me back. You can hear all our DJ session picks at our Spotify playlist. That's on Spotify. Just search for NPR Here and Now, or you can find them at our website, hereandnow.org.